Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for this morning. So today we're reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 42 through 49. So it will be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable, it is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being, the last Adam, a life-giving spirit. The spiritual did not come first, but the natural, and after that, the spiritual. The first man was the dust of the earth, the second man is of heaven. As was the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth. And as is the heavenly man, so are those who are of heaven. And just as we have borne the image of the earthly man, so shall we bear the image of the heavenly man. So yeah, this passage is one that's talking about kind of this temporary body that we have versus the new creation body. And while we don't really know exactly what that looks like, it is a little bit different than Plato, the philosopher, who kind of talked about the disembodied soul. So a lot of times people think about souls, and that's more of a philosophical understanding, like some kind of, you know, floating around, like a bodiless soul that, you know, people talk about in our culture, is not exactly what this passage is talking about. It's talking about resurrection of bodies. And we think about Jesus's resurrected body. It was a real body. Like, he told his disciples to touch his hands, feel his side. He ate, he drank after he was resurrected. He serves breakfast to Peter on the beach. He also, though, has this body that can seem to transport from one place to the other, like walk through a wall. He comes in without even opening the doors when he comes to see the disciples. So there's a little bit of mystery as to what this new body will be. But here's the main part of this passage is that we believe that Christ raised from the dead, and that Christ raised from this perishable body to the imperishable body, that Christ ascended and sits at the right hand of God the Father, and that Christ sent his Spirit to live in us so that the same resurrection power that raised Christ from the dead lives in us. And that gives us a lot of confidence when we think about things like death. That just as we trust Christ in our life, we can trust Christ in our death. That we will be raised to new life with a new body that is imperishable. The body that is weak now, it comes back resurrected in power, this passage says. The body that's sown in dishonor, in other words, that seems to be susceptible to sin and the fallen nature of humanity, that it's raised in honor and glory, the glory of God. And so all of these things are realities for those who trust Christ. That trusting in Christ means that death is not the end. That just as Christ was raised from the dead, we too will be raised to new life. Just as Christ was raised in a new kind of body, although it was a little mysterious and we don't really understand it, we too will be raised in a new imperishable body. And just as we can trust Christ with our life, we can also trust Christ in our death. So that death loses its sting, Paul will say. That the grave does not win, but that we will be one with God forever. And that's good news. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day.
Well,
Thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.